A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tiktin for Talmud. Tainus Daf Hey, Tainus 5a, pagination page 9, about 8 lines from the top, a new Mishnah. What's fascinating about this Mishnah, as we'll see, is that we do not paskin like this Mishnah, but it is yet a very good springboard and important source for us in our excerpts of the Daf. By way of introduction, in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, we had a very clear reading on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, what the transition regarding Mashiv HaRuach or Mored HaGeshem should be. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ha'over lefnei ateva b'yom tefo acharon shel chag, at the end of Sukkis, ha'acharon maskir ha'rishon eino maskir. The second person will start saying Mashiv HaRuach, but the first person, meaning Shachris, is not going to say Mashiv HaRuach. That's how transitions go. The second person is going to do the new minhag, so to speak. The first person, meaning Shachris, is still following the old minhag. The Yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach, listen closely. On the Yom Tov of Pesach, when we're transitioning out of Mashiv HaRuach HaMored HaGeshem, HaRishon Maskir, the first person is saying Mashiv HaRuach because he's completing the rainy season custom. HaAcharon Eino Maskir, but the second person davening, meaning the Baal Musaf, is not going to say Mashiv HaRuach HaMored HaGeshem. Clearly, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, stated explicitly in our Mishnah. Let's pay attention carefully, that the transition of Pesach, meaning to stop saying Mashiv HaRuach, occurs on the first day of Pesach. Let's go to our Mishnah, Hey Amid Aleph. Ad Masai Sho'alim Mesagi Shamim. The Mishnah asks, how long do you still ask for rain, for Mashiv HaRuach HaMored HaGeshem being mentioned in Shmoneh Esrei? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Achayavor ha-Pesach, until Pesach is over. A clear contradiction to the Rabbi Yehuda of the original Mishnah. The Gemara on the facing page, Dalet Amid Beis, acknowledges this stira, this contradiction, and tells us, Terei Tanoi alibed Rabbi Yehuda. There are two Tanoim quoting Rabbi Yehuda, presumably his Talmidim, his students. Some of them perhaps heard what they heard in the early years. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind, reversed his position, and then taught it a different way later on, perhaps, whatever the explanation is. But we have two different quotes from Tanoim who claim to have heard this from Rabbi Yehuda, and that explains why we have two different quotes in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir argues and says, you say Mashiv HaRuach HaMored HaGeshem even longer, Ache Yetzei Nisan, until the end of Nisan. Shenemar, because there's a pasuk in the book of Yoel, one of the Terei Asar, one of the 12 prophets grouped in that special book. The pasuk there says, V'yorid lochem geshem mora umalkosh barishon. Hashem will grant you rain, Yore and Malkosh, the two types of rain, Barishon, in the first month of the year, meaning Nisan. So clearly, rain is appropriate during the month of Nisan, and there's no reason, according to Rabbi Meir, to stop saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMored HaGeshem until Nisan is over. Now, as I mentioned, we don't paskin like this Mishnah, not like the Rabbi Yehuda that's being quoted over here, and not like the Reb Meir that says the entire Nisan is acceptable based on the Pasuk in Yoel. We paskin like the Rabbi Yehuda that was stated on the very first page of our Masechta at the end of that Mishnah, who says the transition takes place on the first day of Pesach. Nevertheless, for our highlights of the Daf, I think that this section is very important, because it will give us a glimpse into the personality, the Navi, and the book called Yoel. The Gemara tells us, Omar le Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman told Rav Yitzchak, Yore ben Nissen, Yore, that rain mentioned in Shema, Yore umalkosh, that rain is happening in the month of Nissen. Yore ben Marcheshvan hu. Yore is supposed to happen in Marcheshvan. D'tanya, as we know, Yore b'mar cheshven. Yoda comes in the beginning of the rainy season, Umalkosh ben Nisan, and Malkosh comes in the month of Nisan. So something's up over here with this pasuk in Yoel. Omalei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan explained, B'mei Yoel ben Pesuel Neskaye Mikrozet. This pasuk in Yoel is an unusual pasuk. It's in reference to a very special nevuah, a very special, unusual time. Dichziv bei, about which it was said, Yeser ha-gozam ochal ha-arbe. Whatever the locusts left over, the other types of locusts ate. That is describing a time period mentioned in the book of Malachim Beis, in the time of Elisha and the king Yehoram ben Ahav, in which there was a 7-year famine. Osa Shana, and when the famine was finally intended to be lifted, Yotza Adar, that year, Adar had already finished, V'lo Yardu Gishomim, and there was no rain yet. Yarda Lahem Revi'a Rishona, the first rain, the Yore rain, that was supposed to theoretically happen, in timely fashion, would have been in Cheshvan. It didn't happen till Nisan. It happened Be'echad B'Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Omer Lohem Navi Li Yisrael, the Navi Yoel told the people, Tzu'u V'zir'u, go and plant. And this was a traumatic directive for the people. They were used to 7 years of famine. There was no food to be had. They had a little bit of food left. And they asked, Omru lo, Misha yesh lo kavchitim al kabim seorim, yochlenu v'yechio yuzarenu v'yamos. A person who has a little portion of wheat or a little portion of barley, do you expect him, on the one hand, to eat it and live? Or on the other hand, plant it, let it rot, and he'll die from lack of food? In other words, this was a very difficult directive for them to fulfill. Every act of planting on behalf of the farmer is an act of faith that the kernel is going to rot and is going to blossom forth with a new crop. Indeed, the returns are tremendous if it all works, but it's an act of faith to put the kernel that's good into the ground. And that's what the people asked the Navi, how do you expect us to do that? Omelohem, and he answered them, Afal Pikein, I insist, Tzu'u V'ziru, go and plant. Naselohem Nes, a miracle happened for them, presumably to make this challenge a little bit easier for them. V'niskalolem Asha B'Ksolim, it was discovered for them, it became revealed that there was grain hidden in the walls, Umasha Bechore Nemolim, and whatever the ants had hidden also became revealed to them. So they had some grain to work with, makes the Nisayon to listen to the Navi a little bit easier. Yatsu Viziru, so they went out and planted, Sheni Shlishi Urevi, the second of the month, the third and the fourth, V'yodalam Revi Ashnia Bachamisha Benisan, and on the 5th of Nisan, the second rain came and gave them the rain they needed to continue the growth of the crop. Hikriva Omer b'shisha asa b'nissan. On the 16th of Nisan, the Omer was ready to be harvested. They brought the carbon on the 16th. Nimtzes tevua gedela b'shisha chadoshim. Grain that normally grows in 6 months, gedela ba'achar asa yom, grew in 11 days. That's the miracle being described. And there was a double rain in that year, in the month of Nisan. Skip a line, Valoso Adarhu Omer, regarding that generation, it is written, you can apply the words of the Pasuk in Tehillim, Shir Amalas Beshuv Hashem, Eshivas Tzion, the Pasuk says, Hazorim Bedima, they planted with tears, it was very difficult to plant, it was still a famine, Barina Yiktsoru, but within days they were harvesting, and it was with great joy. Haloch yelech uvacha nosamesha chazora, what does that mean? Omar Rav Yehuda, the next line, shoshu choresh, an ox, as it was plowing, holech uvacha, it was crying, it was hungry, uvacha ziraso, but on its way back, Ochel chaziz min hatelem. It was already able to eat from what was starting to blossom in the adjoining furrow, presumably. It was able to lean over and was able to get the greenery to munch on it. And that's a remarkable type of growth. It reminds me, in my own little way, my father has bamboo. So during its season, you could almost watch it grow. It literally shoots up as you watch. And this remarkable description is the description that the Gemara describes regarding the Navi Yoel. So again, getting back to the Mishnah, the Shita of Rab Meir was that somehow from that pasuk in Yoel, you see that Nisan is a time for rain, and don't get flustered by rain, and you don't have to stop saying Mashiva Ruach HaMorid HaGeshem. The Gemara disagrees and says that the cutoff is going to be earlier, not the whole Nisan is for Mashiva Ruach HaMorid HaGeshem, and the Gemara spends the time over here to describe what that pasuk was actually sourced regarding, and the story of Yoel, his nevuah, although many people are not so aware of it, here it is in this Gemara, the story of Yoel, the Navi, in Terei Asar. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.